Hello, everybody. I'm Carrie Wilt, a speaker, writer, and a heart cultivator with a soul full of sunshine who is on a mission to help you flourish. That's because not long ago, I looked down and discovered that my life had become an overplanted mess that was choking out my relationships, my creativity, and purpose. I was irritable, exhausted, and watering everything else but myself. That's when some soul-searching journal time and a late-night rereading of my great-great-grandmother's classic, The Secret Garden, unearthed this well-tended life truth, that every locked-up, weed-filled, withering life can bloom and grow again with the help of just a little magic. Now, I'm not talking about the kind of magic that needs a wand and a trick-top hat. I'm talking about a dig in, make room, prune away, work on, water well, weed, and feed your soul kind of life-tending magic that I can't wait to share with you here on this podcast. And here's another truth. A well-tended life is not a set-it-and-forget-it life, nor is it a perfect life. It's worked on every single day, in the sunshine and through the storms. And the truth is, what worked in our life gardens last season may not work in the next. That's why here at the Well-Tended Life podcast, we'll be interviewing people who have grown and bloomed true in a variety of seasons and are willing to share their well-tended wisdom and weed-whacking advice with us. So, meet me back here each week and we'll dig in together to discover what's keeping you locked up tighter than the secret garden and unearth the tools that'll keep you growing and blooming true in every season. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Well-Tended Life. I am your host, Carrie Wilt, a speaker, writer, and heart cultivator who is on a mission to help you grow through any season. I am here today with my special guest, Susie Corey, who graciously agreed to be a part of this new interview series on joy, goodness, and growth. And the series was inspired by the words of my great-great-grandmother in her famous book, The Secret Garden. And in it, she said, Mistress Mary always felt that however many years she lived, she should never forget that first morning when her garden began to grow. And here's the deal. We all want to remember the joy, goodness, and growth that's happening all around us. But many of us, we don't really even take the time to notice it. And so I've invited folks from across the country, all walks of life, to share with us the joy, the goodness, and the growth that's happening in their lives in hopes that you might begin to take notice of it in yours. So let's dig in. Welcome, Susie. How are you today?
Hi, Carrie. I am absolutely fantastic.
I'm so glad. I have to give a small little, tell the audience how it is that you and I connected, because she's going to tell you what kind of a pretty cool life she lives right now. And I don't know many other country music stars out there. So I happened to be scrolling through social media one day about 2 years ago, and she had a new single out called The Secret Garden. And I'm like, how cool it must have been, inspired by my great-great-grandmother's words. And I shoot her a note and she's like, oh my gosh, I've actually never read the book at all, which was so just like, I was so serendipitous that we met anyways, because we ended up having this friendship and had these great conversations. And it's been really fun to watch you bloom and grow, over the last 2 years. And so with that little caveat, tell the audience who you are, what you're doing, what you're about, where you live, and all that kind of fun stuff.
That was an incredible meeting, you and I. And like you said, it's just serendipity and the way things work. So my name is Susie Corey. I'm a country rock artist, originally rock, and then things just organically turned into a country genre with my music. I'm also a mother of two boys and, working my way up the corporate ladder. And then all of a sudden, a few years ago, decided that I had this passion in me that's never left, from when I was a child. And just something clicked and I said, you know, I have to give this a try. And that's when I started doing music, even not having any experience, not knowing anybody in the industry, and just deciding to pursue this. And it's been one crazy story after another since then.
So what exactly were you doing before in corporate life?
So I've worked for the airlines for quite a few years. I was a teacher for a couple of years. That's only because I was overseas and it's kind of the thing that you do.
Right.
You know, if you're a native speaker of English. So I did that for a couple of years. Hardest job I ever did, quite honestly.
Listen. Mm-hmm. I think there are a whole lot of mamas out there who now appreciate teachers in a whole new way.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, in so many ways, it prepared me for being a mom because it gave me a lot of patience. When you have a class of 26 kids, all of a sudden when you have two, you can handle that.
Right. So,
but yeah, most of my years have been working in aviation. I was a station manager for a major airline in the Middle East. And, you know, that was something I really wanted to do because I love travel. And the whole airline industry was something that I wanted to be a part of. But that kind of happened after I told my parents I wanted to be a singer, and they said, absolutely not. I went, okay, passion number two is travel. Let's do that. So, you know, I've been doing it, which is great. I absolutely love it. But music was something I put aside, and it was only recently that all of a sudden, you know, I went, I got to give this a try.
I think that is so, I mean, I kind of did the same thing. I grew up wanting to be a writer and kind of went into college and I got a C in my first English class and decided, well, maybe I'm not very good at this thing. And so I just kind of put it away. And I think it's such an inspiration to know that, like, you, just because what you're doing right now doesn't mean that that has to be what you're doing for the rest of your life. Like, you can literally just stop and shift. And I think too, even with all the things that are going on right now, I think there are a lot of people out there who are rethinking, you know, do I really like where I was working? Do I, you know, is this really what I want to be doing? And can I make a shift back to those kinds of things? You know, clearly you can.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the change happened for me a few years ago, and it was really, it started from an incredible incident that happened.
Yeah.
You know, my birthday was coming up and I remember my friends kind of saying, well, now that you're back in North America, I just moved back, you know, what is it that you want to do? Are you going to have a big party? And I remember thinking, all I want for my birthday is to meet my idol, the person who made me have this passion for music and want to be a performer, even though I didn't pursue it, but they had put that in me and it never really left me. So I flew out to LA and I drove out to this person's house and
what?
Yeah, in Malibu. And at the very moment that I was driving up to the house, he was walking in the street. And that person was Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses. And it was so incredible. And I couldn't believe how something that was in my mind that everybody thought I was nuts, you know, saying I'm going out there to meet Axl Rose. They're like, yeah, have fun with that. You know, and to have it really happen, that really turned everything around for me and kind of was, you know, the thing that ignited everything right now of what's going on, because it made me realize that anything you could think of and dream and truly believe is possible can happen. You know, despite what everybody around you says. And that's when I started more and more to listen to my own instinct and my own inner voice and ask myself, what is it that I want in life? But you touched on something really, really important, because I'm seeing that happen with my other friends and colleagues and everybody else, the reevaluating your life. And realizing, mm-hmm. you know, there's more to life than just the routine that you've always had of work, going home, family, cook, you know, and people occupy themselves with so many things that they never really spend time with themselves and listening to themselves. And, you know, I'm someone who spends a lot of time alone, despite what it looks like on social media.
Right.
You know, people think I'm out all the time. I'm like, no, I'm not. I spend a lot of time on my own, reflecting, being in the moment, being thankful, like you said, you know, the gratitude and understanding that everything that's happening right now is, it's actually something phenomenal. And to me, it's leading to something beautiful. So we have to trust and believe that this is all going to be great.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons that I wanted to do this interview series, is because we can look past the beauty in the middle of this storm. If we're not really seeking out and noticing all of the little bits of joy, and it's, I mean, it's all in it. So and this also comes out of my journal practice. Every morning I sit and I look at the day before and I reflect back and I look at one thing that brought me joy, one thing that I'm grateful for, the goodness that I'm grateful for. And then I look back and see the growth from the day before. What are the things that are growing in my life? What are the life lessons that I'm seeing? So I want to talk to you a little bit about the joy that is in your life like right now. Like in the midst of all of this, where are you finding joy? Is it in things? Is it in people? Is it in, crazy TikToks? Like where are you getting your heart filled with joy right now?
You know, I'm a firm believer that joy really stems from the inside. And as cliche as that sounds, it's not the external things. It's not the people around us. Although that's like the cherry on top, you know, it's the bonus. Right. But the true happiness, and you know, people are like, we always see you smiling, you've just got this theme of energy and everything else. And I said, well, it starts inside here, it has to, you know, and it's what comes outside of you, and that's kind of contagious, and it affects the people around you too. And then you start to attract more of that around yourself as well. So I just noticed that, you know, for myself, it expanded when I started working on myself first and realizing what was my happiness. And the happiness doesn't come from the big stuff. You know, I've had some incredible things happen to me, the people that I've met, the experiences I've had in just a few years of doing this music. And to be able to create music in itself for me was like a dream, and it's happening, and I'm able to do that. So no matter where this is going, that's not really important. To me, it's knowing and having this feeling that I'm finally following my true life purpose and the reason that I'm here. And the reason I'm able to know that is because I listen to myself, and your inner voice tells you that. But again, you know, it's spending that time with yourself. And that's what I find so ironic is, you know, people are putting comments about how difficult this is. It's because people are having to face themselves probably for the first time and get to know themselves. And that will mean having to deal with a lot of things that you've probably put aside for several years and not dealt with. So, you know, it's a very interesting time, but I think people are going to have a lot of personal growth from this. And for myself, not to say I was way ahead of the time, but right. I've been doing this kind of work, and you know, because we met a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. you know, I've already been in that headspace where I'm very much in the moment, very thankful for everything. And you know, you said you journal those things. For myself, it's even in moments. Like I'll be sitting here now, all of a sudden I get, you know, a thought in my head. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just so thankful that I was able to do this. Oh my gosh, right now, you know, I'm able just every day being alive and waking up and having another day and having your health, you know, my beautiful kids. It was Mother's Day. You've got your kids too. Happy Mother's Day. You know, those are the things that bring true joy. It's not the big things. It's not the accolades. It's not, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who's also, she's a performer, and we were talking about awards. And I said, you know, I'm not putting it down. I think it's great for those who are interested in that. But for myself, I don't like this thing of competition and breeding that kind of mentality. For me, art is art. It's beautiful. Everything that everybody has to offer is just something unique to them. You know, I'm not like any other artist, as other artists are not like me. So it's just viewing the world in that kind of perception. It makes it a lot easier to handle things, you know, because you don't have these expectations. You can dream big and hope for everything, but you don't expect anything.
Oh my goodness. That's so beautiful. I mean, there were so many good nuggets in there. Like I think I'm going to have to like somehow take a highlighter to the screen and be like, hey, I got to highlight that piece and highlight that piece. That was awesome. Well, you kind of really already talked a little bit about what you're grateful for, but you know, I think maybe more time for reflection. Is that really what you're grateful for kind of in this season, or what, if you can put a finger on it, what are the things that maybe you're the most grateful for right now?
Well, for myself, definitely it's been to be able to focus on music 100%. You know, before I had a lot of distractions, and even within music, there's the whole business side of it. So, you know, creative is great, but there's the business side of it, the social media, you know all about that. It takes a lot of work, especially when you're trying to understand it too. And, you know, so that you're doing it correctly and effectively and trying to reach the people that you're trying to get to. Now that things are slowed down, you know, you can't go out much, that really took away a lot of the stuff so that I could be more focused. I'm working more on the craft. So I've picked up the guitar and trying to learn how to play. Nice. Yeah, I'm so excited about
that. That's so exciting.
I still wouldn't play in front of someone, but it's bringing me joy. You know, I sit and I just strum and I'm trying to learn my own songs. I asked my producer, can you just send me the basic chords? And, you know, songwriting, I've been watching a lot of documentaries. One of my biggest heroes is Dolly Parton, and you know, trying to understand her life, how she got to where she got, it's not easy. She worked very, very hard, and having that kind of mentality, the business savvy. So I'm just being inspired a lot and taking this time to work on the core and the basics of things.
I'm so excited actually for the other side of all of this, that, you know, and a lot of it's not going to come for even probably months or years, the fruits of this kind of labor that a lot of us are doing in this time. But I can't wait to see the creative explosion that is already flowing out of this time. And I know it's going to be on the other side as well.
Hey friends, I know you're loving my interview with Susie, but I wanted to take a minute to encourage you to sign up for the Well-Tended Life newsletter by going to our website and planting your email address in the designated box. Each week, I send out a quick note to my Well-Tended Life friends that features links to the latest podcasts, blogs, inside information on growth, goodness, and general goings-on that I don't want you to miss. I also wanted to give you a taste of Susie's talent, so sit back and enjoy this quick clip of her song titled The Secret Garden.
Welcome to the secret garden. Sit yourself right down. Where the love is overwhelming, but feeling safe and sound. Trust your basic instinct and free yourself of thought. Now doubt cannot invade you or the peace you fiercely sought.
Told you she was talented, right? Want to hear more? You can buy this song and her other singles now on her website at suzikory.com. That's suzikory.com. Now, let's get back to our conversation with Corey about growth.
Even with things as slow as they are, what kind of growth are you seeing in yourself, in your craft, in your life right now?
Again, a lot of reflection. And although that's something I've done a lot, it was hard to do when you've got, you know, I'm working two full-time jobs, teenage kids, running a household and everything else. It was just all over the place. Now it's more concentrated and focused, which is amazing. Yes. Because you have more clarity. And, you know, that's something I preach to people is just give yourself the time and the space, even when it was crazy, because we're going to get back to that for sure. I don't think it's going to be the same as it ever was.
Yes.
But, you know, people will start going out again and things will get busy again. We have to not forget that these lessons that we're getting right now and slowing down, you know, even driving, I've noticed people are so much more patient. People let you go ahead of them. When you're at the supermarket, look at how people are being forced to be patient. They're learning patience again. And to me, that's incredible. People are standing in long lines and not even caring. So we have to remember this. And hopefully it's been a long enough period that now people, it's become a habit, you know, of practicing patience.
My husband and I talked about that early on in this. We own a restaurant, and so we're seeing, you know, it's been a very different situation for us. We've had to be closed and open, but we're actually thankful for the length because of those habits that not only are our customers being able to create, but also just personally that we've had long enough time to, to sit and to chew and to reflect and to move forward. And I'm thankful for it, that it's not just been 2 weeks, because I don't think we learn from 2 weeks, right? We would immediately all go back. And I think most of us are going to go back a better version of us. And a better version of your business, if you're looking at your business and reprioritizing all of the above. I think the length of time is actually beneficial in the long run.
Well, for sure. And the way we're doing business, I think business leaders are going to look at things differently now, especially with people being able to work from home. That was kind of shunned before, and now when it was forced upon them, companies are realizing how much money they can save by doing this, and not necessarily sending people out for travel, hotels, and all those costs, and people being able to have time with their families. So as crazy as it is, I have cousins with young children, and they're doing conference calls from home with their 2 and 3 year olds around. But they're doing it, and it's okay, and it's normal, and everybody's in the same situation. So, it's funny how it's become acceptable and fine, and people are still getting their work done. So, and people are not commuting and spending an hour traveling to work and an hour back home. We're getting back our lives in so many ways. So it's fantastic.
Tell me where you are in this big dream of music. And I know you have several singles out. I think you have a new one that just came out.
Yeah.
Can you kind of give us a glimpse of what's going on in Susie's world?
Sure. I've already finished and recorded 6 songs. They're done. But the way the music industry works now, through my study of it, is that, you put out singles, especially because I'm new to the industry. Each song kind of gets you more and more people, more fans, more of an audience. Mm-hmm. So, if you put out the whole album out there, it's kind of hard to reach people from the get-go. But each song has given me an opportunity, and they're all so different, to be able to cater to different crowds and, reach different people and introduce myself to different groups of people. And the latest single, Outlaw, is all about being a badass.
I love it. It's like it's an anthem song.
Totally.
I mean, it really is.
Well, the story behind it is kind of funny, because I wanted to write that kind of song. And when I was sitting down with my producer, he's like, oh, listen to this, listen to that, to different current country artists. And I was like, no, those words, the words that they're saying aren't really speaking to me personally. And then I remembered a story in 2018 when I was flying out to Los Angeles. I was going to do the music video for The Secret Garden. And I'm sitting on the plane, and the flight attendant is asking me, what are you going to LA for? We just started chatting. And I said, oh, well, I'm going to shoot a music video. And she got all excited. And oh my God, what kind of music? And I said, well, it's kind of country, country rock. She goes, well, who's sitting behind you? And I'm like, no, who? And I was lucky enough to be sitting in business class. She goes, it's Billy Ray Cyrus.
What?
I'm like, what? She goes, well, why don't you chat with him? And I said, being the Canadian, we're very like, no, I don't want to bother him. And I said, well, if you ask him if he wants to talk, then sure. And she did. And so we ended up chatting for about an hour and a half. And he was just unbelievably nice, such a nice guy, and so supportive. And he's like, this is so amazing. You're an independent artist without a label. You're going to LA to shoot your music video. I'd like to hear music. And he said, can you send me something? Here's my contact. And I've come to the point where I met a lot of people, and you kind of go, they're not going to listen. But okay, he gave me his contact. I sent the song. And literally 2 hours later, I'm in Target shopping for groceries, and I get a text message from Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's like, crazy.
Yeah, and I had sent him Pretty Little Things, and he goes, this is killer. And you can consider me your new fan. And anyhow, the way this relates to Outlaw is that during our conversation on the plane, he kind of said to me, there's something about you. You're not the typical country kind of artist to me. You're an outlaw. I get that impression from you. And so when I went to write a song that's like, kick-ass, get it done kind of woman, I remembered that story and that he's referred to me as an outlaw. I'm like, that's great. I like that. Outlaw.
I love that. And because I love that, I think an outlaw doesn't have to follow all the rules. and gets to truly be creative outside of the box, I think, in a way that someone who's coming into an industry that sometimes tries to put you in a box and say, you know, this is how I'm going to serve you up, but you get to serve you up how you see fit, which is amazing.
Yeah, you know, and it's not about fighting anything. And I kind of posted that a couple of days ago when I said, you know, being an outlaw is just listening to your inner voice. And because when you do that, you are bound to be following your own rules. And that's the way you truly find success, not just in business. You'll find success in your own life because you'll be happy. And that's why, you know, I've studied the lives of a lot of artists. I've read a lot of biographies. To me, that was very interesting to see how they got to where they got. And you see the troubles that they went through because they weren't listening to themselves and they were instead being guided by other people who had ulterior motives, you know. And so in the beginning, it's very important, whatever you're doing in your life, to figure out why are you doing it? You know, yeah. What is your purpose for doing this? So if it's for success and you just want to see yourself be a star and be famous, you know, you could end up quite miserable because of it. Because there has to be a purpose behind it and something that gives you fulfillment from doing it, you know, and in return, you end up giving other people fulfillment. Because to me, when people send me a message saying, oh my God, I listened to your song and it just was so cool because it made me feel like this or that or reminded me of that, you know, Outlaw, I had some biker women who ride bikes go, this is our anthem. Yes. And so you're going to see me post something later today. I put together like a compilation video of some women bikers to the song. Because I'm like, how cool is that? You know? But again, it gave the song a bigger purpose than I ever imagined. Because to me, it's just my story of getting into the music industry and trying to do it your way, despite the fact that everybody's telling you, no, you should do this. No, you should do that. No, you should wear this. No, you should sing like that. You know, and deciding, no, I'm going to do this my way. That's the reason I first wrote the song. But then to see what it means to other women, it's incredible. It just, you know, explodes.
It's amazing. And I feel like that's kind of been the theme of this conversation, which is, you know, listening to your inner voice and finding that space to hear what your heart's saying and being rooted in your why. One of the things that I do in my journal practice also is I write down the seeds of the things that I want to grow. And it's not just the what, it's always every sentence has a what and a why. You know, I want to do this because of this. And because you're right, you lose your direction if you don't really know why you're trying to do it.
So it has to kind of all be aligned with that, you know. So for example, I remember writing that the reason I'm doing this is because I want to write songs that touch people's souls, like they get to the very core of people.
Love that. So
every time I sit to write something, I'm making sure I'm writing, I do my check, you know, is it authentic? Is it coming from a good place? Because I know, and there's nothing wrong with it, but a lot of songwriters, especially for example, in Nashville, there's like a group of songwriters and what they do is produce hit songs. And that's fantastic. I mean, that's their profession. That's their job. That's what they're there for. For me, the bigger purpose is I could sit and just write something that's kind of catchy. I want to write something that when someone hears it, they just, it's another level, you know, because it's so honest and it's so raw. It might happen to be a great hit and, you know, very commercial, but I don't think you want to go into it planning it that way. Because if you can touch people at their core, that's much more effective than anything you could possibly try and do. You know, and so again, that why I keep asking myself, you know, I want to write something that's also affirming, life affirming. And positive. And so I make a conscious effort to make sure that the music that I write also is about that, you know, very positive. I don't want to be talking about negative things. I want people to feel uplifted when they hear the music and powerful. And yes, I can do this, you know, and I think that's the best feeling in the world. We got a lot of stuff going on that's not so great. So it's great to hear something that's going to pump you up.
100%. Will you tell people where they can find your music, the songs that are out right now?
So I have a website, www.suzycorry.com, Suzy, S-U-Z-I, or S-U-Z-I-K-O-R-Y.com. And my handle on everything is Suzy Corry. So you can go to Instagram, to Facebook, Twitter, even TikTok.
Awesome.
I'm not doing so well there, but
so I had a conversation with my 14-year-old daughter. Actually, I made Alexa or whatever, you know what I'm talking about, our Alexa. Yeah. I was like, Alexa, play like current songs or whatever it was. And almost every single song that was a current song was a TikTok song. Like my daughter kept starting doing a dance and I was like, Rylan, is every new song like basically coming from TikTok? I mean, and she was like, yeah, kind of, right? I mean, it never occurred to me that that's now another avenue for you to get for artists to get their music heard by a larger audience in a way that it doesn't look like the CDs and the, you know, the tapes and the whatever of the past.
Well, you know, I'd read a story or an article just yesterday, and to me, you know, the business side of it is very interesting to me, and what other artists are doing as their kind of, you know, marketing and promotion, whatever. And I think I read something where they're talking about Drake and his most recent single. What he did was, even before putting it out, he had, I think he paid a choreographer to come up with a dance, because that's what people are doing now.
Yeah.
And he played a little clip of the song with this choreographed dance and started a trend of that. So people, you know, and that the song was already popular before he even released it. It was huge on TikTok. So, you know, you kind of take those ideas and go, okay, how can I do that with what I'm doing? But that was smart, you know, and staying on top of those things. So for sure, I think, because, you know, even though sometimes I feel like it's being calculated and, you know, you're trying to, how can I make myself? But again, it comes back to the purpose. Why are you doing it? I want people to be able to hear my songs. And in order to reach those people, you've got to try all these avenues to get it out there, because there's billions of songs out there now. Everybody can put out a song.
Right.
You know, so how can you get your song to people? Well, you've got to be creative and do stuff like that, you know?
Well, and I think that goes with any kind of, you know, art or, you know, influencers, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, you got to put yourself out there. If you want people to have a piece of what it is that you're trying to sell and create and do, then you got to do all the things as much as you can.
Right.
And, go ahead, please.
I was going to say, and like, I mean, what you're doing, you know, the purpose behind it is something more. It has depth to it and you're passionate about it. And so you're not just doing it because you want to do something for you and be, you know, the star. It's the same thing with me. I mean, it's great. I guess it's just by proxy that you kind of, by being a performer, you can get famous. But the purpose behind it, I mean, I do a lot of stuff where I just talk to people, the live feeds and so on. I'm not even performing and I'm not talking about my music. I'm just chatting because I love people and I love, you know, showing people that you can be happy and that it's not a facade I put on in pictures to make it look like my life is so wonderful. My life is wonderful. I'm happy and I'm grateful. Yeah. And you want to show people it's possible, but this is how you get there. You just be yourself, you know, and be happy with yourself. Love who you are. It starts here. And then, you know, it expands.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for expanding our love and our joy and our goodness and growth today and sharing with us. And thank everyone else for being out there and listening to our little chat today. My hope through this interview series is that somebody out there today is going to hear this interview and see and have their eyes open to the joy, goodness, and growth that's happening all around there. Because even in the midst of all these storms, and there's going to be more storms and there's going to be good times and bad, but even in the middle of all of it, there is joy, goodness, and growth there. You just have to take the time to notice it. So until next time, everybody, blessings and blooms. Thank you again, Corey. We appreciate it. Susie, Corey, we appreciate it. Awesome. Thank you.
Friends, I had so much fun talking with my friend Susie today. I loved hearing her take on where joy comes from and her reminder about the importance of self-reflection. There were so many good nuggets in there that I just know you found something special that spoke directly to you. To learn more about Susie and her music, go to www.susiecorey.com. That's SusieKory.com. Or follow her on all the social media channels by the same name. And you don't want to miss our next episode in this series about joy, goodness, and growth as I interview my friend and life coach, Courtney Barton. You're going to love hearing about how a recent book has changed the way she is dealing with her thoughts. And she reminds us all to put ourselves on the list of things for which to be grateful for. So make sure to follow The Well-Tended Life on Instagram and Facebook and subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channels by the same name today. And until then, blessings and blooms, y'all.